Your baby. Ooh, I'll be your righteous. wanna be with you. But if I change, you let me just hold you. I'm calling up free. I wanna see you, baby. Ooh, when in me, you said you will be here. And you hold the key. No, I've never been there. I love you, baby. You are that special lover. And love keeps you tight.
Been with a place, take you downtown where they treat me like the maid, take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's
upstairs? Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything cajun, extra flavor. Go ahead, sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? You only get what you get. Ain't you heard of that? Look here,
I don't ask for much.
You know what I want?
I just want what's there.
And I'm still sonic smooth like a mat, float like a butterfly on every single track. And the only language that I speak, girl, is back. So once I give this game to you, I can take it back. Hollering at you from a 1977 Monte Carlo. Hard act to follow. It's showtime. Time to pull you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious. Let's get down to business. You and me together. Ooh, that's something different. Ooh, come on.
I don't ask for much.
this car. Nah, for real, I'ma need y'all to understand. Giddy. If you don't know what we talking about, I'ma have the whole band help me spell it out. Yeah, if you don't know what we talking about, toss it to your engine, let's say, help me spell it out.
F-L-L-Y.
You ain't never seen nobody this. Fly. It's like we back in school again. Knock on my own children, I'm spelling it. Hey, what's happening? It is Talk to Tana Tuesday. You know how we get down. Another blessing to be back this week. And I got a lot of feedback. Dwayne is coming in the door so we can figure out why we got feedback. It's too early in the show. Check, check.
Check, check. Check, check.
You ain't talk, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you ain't talk.
I know.
Whatever, I'm a...
Okay. All right. So, welcome out to the show. Scooby is in the building.
Yeah.
Scooby is going to be on our July 1st show. Hey. We got Camilla Okoya, Nate Robinson, Scooby, and Kiara Lee, and myself, Tana B, DJ Scoo on the ones and twos. We got Raw For Real Clothing in the building. Get your funny first t-shirts, $20. You want a custom name? Because my phone was still playing. I thought I muted it. Ah, well. A little tender love in the background, you know, it's all good. It's all great. All right, so with that being said, that show is at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street. Doors open at 7:30, show's at 8:30. If you get there on time, we'll be on time. How about that?
Good.
Let's all come on time and get it in, get it over with. It's a holiday weekend. We got other shit to do, and we want to make sure everything is flow. I have a busy weekend personally myself. I got Funny First Friday comedy show Friday. I got comedy show in Muncie, Indiana on Saturday. I'm going to a Kappa All White boat party in Cleveland on Sunday. And then I'm having 4th of July at my house to help celebrate my granddaughter's 6th birthday and my son's 31st birthday. So, I'm going to be busy this weekend. M1 and the 4th of July. But come on through, you know. Come on through. I feel like I can't hear you. Can you hear him on the mic? Okay. As long as you can hear him, it don't matter what I can hear. All right, so Scooby, congratulations.
Thank you.
Show you just had this past Sunday, right?
Yes, Eats and Laughs at the ODE Event Center. Shout out to them, the staff there, Mimi, Jay. We try to get it together, and we're going to continue to do this every month going forward. Try to hopefully get bigger and better. I was going to ask you to be on my August show.
August show.
August
hey.
The 21st.
All right, let's look at some dates. August the 21st. Oh, that sounds like a... Hopefully not a Friday.
No, it's always going to be on Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. August 21st. Let me go ahead and drop that. Can't do August. What time is the show? Okay.
7, 8.
I'm a double check with you. My cousin's movie premiere is that day, and I'm already emceeing her.
Okay.
So let me find out what time hers is starting, and we'll see if we can collab.
No, it's not.
I'll be on September. Yeah.
And I'm pushing for the classic weekend.
Oh, okay.
Sunday, because they already have a comedy show with Dwayne Cobb. Shout out to Dwayne Cobb. Shout out to Dwayne Cobb. And DJ Gino. They got their classic weekend comedy show. But I want to have two. And that's us.
Right.
For us to make this happen, we have to continue to hold each other up.
Right.
Don't you fall, I got you, don't trip.
Right.
Come on. This is what it's about. And so, yeah, we're going to get in there. I'm trying to get everybody through channels, and we on that stage. It's going to be bigger and better. We're going to bring other people from outside.
Right.
Then until we get a big star name.
Okay. You got to work it till you work it.
You got to work it out.
Because, we all big star names. Just got to put them in the lights.
That's it. We being
gotta
famous.
Put them in the light. You hear me?
Being famous. Just getting y'all to know who we
are. Well, shout out to you. Shout out to Gino and Dwayne for doing their thing over at Winging It. I was at Winging It last night. I hosted karaoke for 317 Motorcycle Club on their Motorcycle Monday event. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. I wanted to be outside, but I ended up having to do it inside. So I had some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay.
So I had to move my show inside. I wanted to be outside so I could see all the bikes. I couldn't meddle like I wanted to meddle. I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah. Hey, let me get it in.
Yeah. It was a good turnout. They had probably about a good 100 bikes out here. That's a lot of bikes.
A lot of legs. Yeah, you're right. 100 bikes. That's who they are.
Those are they, the bikers. So shout out to D Dirty from 317 for giving me the plug. So I got some more motorcycle plugs from the plug in the plug in the plug. So they got a whole lot of annual parties coming up, and guess who's getting ready to DJ for
them? Yeah, Junior.
You can't be on my show saying my name wrong.
That's just Tonya.
That ain't my name. Well, I'm fixing my purse on my chair.
Yeah.
Tana B.
Tana.
Yes.
Listen, because I used to call you the regular standard name.
He said the regular
standard.
Okay. He said he used to call me the regular standard name. I said, well, what's that?
I was like, Tana. It's Tana.
Tana, just Tana. Like Donna.
Donna. Tana B. I got it. Hey, listen.
When we talking about that last week?
Man, I keep messing her name up because I just be like, she has a unique name, spelling of the name. That's what it is. It's a unique spelling of the name. So you got to pronounce it the way it is. But register is everybody always going to say the standard.
Fine, yeah. And it's not.
Yeah.
No tones. Tana.
Tana, like Donna.
Yeah.
Tana.
Donna.
Tana B. Yeah. With Scooby. Say something, little mama.
Hell to the yell, shit. Hey, watch your mouth, Ralph. Somebody ain't nothing little about that mama. Well, we are on our show tonight, and we got this show coming up on Friday.
Yes.
So,
be
are
there
you excited?
Beat us there. I am very excited. When I tell you, so before we get started, I will be dedicating these next couple shows I'm in, especially this show Friday at the Premier Ultra Lounge, Funny's first Fridays.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going to be very ignorant. So I'm dedicating the show to our little cousin, Jamari. and my dog,
baby J.
JB, West Side, the land, representing, baby. So I'm dedicating these shows to them. So we're going to really rock it. I really hope y'all be there. It's going to be a great time. Whenever you got a bunch of funny people in the building, it's nothing but positive energy.
Right. And we definitely got energy. We got big energy. Shout out to Shadeva, my little cousin. And
praying with you, sis. Praying with you.
Yeah. And my auntie Frances. She's my cousin, but she you know you respect your elders. So she's been Aunt Frances since her sister's actually like my aunt, but they're my cousins. It's really weird, ain't it?
Weird, yeah.
But we're double cousins.
I got a few cousins that are double cousins. And that's crazy. And I was like, wow.
So are you kin to him on his mom's side or his?
Yeah, Drill.
Okay.
Drill's my first cousin. His mom is my mom are sisters. Yeah. Wait a minute.
You said Drill's mom and your mom
are sisters. She's the baby. His mother's the baby sister. My mom's the middle sister. And my mother's a twin. That's my uncle back in 94.
Okay.
So we first.
Y'all got the same daddy.
No, Jarrell's my cousin.
So Jarrell's mom is Shadeva.
No, Jarrell is the father of Jamari.
Oh, the dad. Yeah. Okay. That's why I was confused. I was like, hold on now.
Okay,
how is you the middle sister?
So,
Okay.
And everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I ain't had nothing to drink. Okay. You're Jarrell's dad's first cousin.
Yeah, I'm Jamari.
Okay, Jamari. I'm used to saying Baby J. So
you saying Baby? Yeah, everybody call him
Baby J. Okay, so Shadeva's grandmother and my mom are first cousins.
Wow.
Their parents, my grandmother and her great grandfather are brothers and sisters.
And that's
Uncle Walter.
And that's how the double come in.
Well, the double come in because Aunt Frances' sister Phyllis and my mom marry brothers.
We used to say Phyllis, that's my mom's name.
That's your mom's name? Let me check her. She might be. Let me check her DNA. She might be our cousin too.
Hi, mom. that's a beautiful family. I'm telling everyone. That's why everyone need to check the ancestry, see where your roots is from.
Right.
You know, what I mean, that's why family reunions is really,
really important. And yeah. We actually having one. I just seen the post today. September 3rd, we're having a barbecue pitch-in at Washington Park.
Oh, ain't that right? Labor Day weekend?
Yep. That's going to be big for us because we haven't had one since pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So, and we're losing people constantly. And we got cousins that are like Frances. She's in her 80s. My mom is 78, so I know she's older than my mom. So, like, we got some few older cousins that are still living. So, we want to honor them while they're here.
Definitely.
And, my cousin Junie, 70 some years old. He just cut my grass. That's who held me up in the driveway, yeah. Talking about all the things going on in the family and stuff like that. So, yeah. Prayers going out to you guys.
Definitely. And what's funny is I knew Shadeva before they even hooked up.
Mm.
Northside 7-1 all day. You know who it is.
Scooby. And not the song. You got the theme song,
too. Yeah, I got the theme song. Scooby on the snatch for the, what I mean? It's coming. I've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
I just stopped. I stopped because I'm a worker. That's why I lost all my exes, all my girls.
Because you work too much.
And they always tell me, you didn't have time. But y'all want a man with money. You want a man with money.
But you don't want him to work and get it.
You don't want to work and get it. Oh, what you want me to do?
Come sit at home and bet on Madden.
Yeah. I don't play games. And so I learn from each one of them. And then I learn it, and I'm learning myself.
Right.
Because patience, I have zero tolerance for ignorance.
Push
but
it.
I had to have patience with people, especially in this field, especially in life.
Period.
And once you're over 40, the bulb should be as bright and blinder focus. I tell people all the time, growing up, get there. Ain't no cruising through life.
Right.
Because we don't know when we here or when we not. So while we here, let's make it the best.
Make it the best. Like I say, you wake up, you better make it the best day. Make it better than yesterday.
You just know how happy I am to be amongst all of y'all, you know, and just us finally connecting. We've been in this city for probably many years, and then here it is. It takes this much for us to mold together. And so this is a great bill.
And, well, we're here.
We're here.
And we ain't going nowhere.
Yes. Because Funny First but Fridays is about to go down.
We only going up from this point. From this point, we only going up. Ain't that right, Dwayne? Uptown, uptown. Uptown's kicking in. All right. So this Friday show, I'm excited. Like I said, with Camila Okoye, Nate Robinson, Scooby, and Kiera Lee. We all going to be in the building. Going to shut it down.
Oh, snap. You got Kiera Lee and Nate Robinson and Camila.
And you.
And Scoob. Oh, my God. I heard about him. They be like,
That's what they be like. Ooh. Ooh, get some of that school.
Yeah.
Some of that Scooby doing you.
Yeah, like I said, man. Hey, yeah. You're get some of the Scooby doing you.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, he's fried.
Hey, this Scooby Doo.
Hey, we here every Tuesday. Shout out to Dwayne who makes it all happen. Be behind the scenes. He's in front of the scenes. He is my my co-host when I'm by myself. And, you know, I do a show by myself. I don't even need nobody in here.
I can come anytime?
No, yeah. Yeah. Doors is always open.
We have
drive-bys and stop-offs.
You know, I used to do the night lifestyle party with Aisha mm-hmm. and Mike Shaw and...
Shout out to Aisha and Mike Shaw, Nice Style Life Party.
Can I promote the other show if it's possible?
Yes, you can say anything you like to.
Yes, so as Tony told you before.
Tana
has told you before that Funny First Fridays is this Friday for some reason. It happened to be on this Friday. I will be definitely in the building. My name is Sir Luke Sky. No, it's Scooby. But I have another good show coming up. It's Straight Up Stupid. It's July 3rd at the Jewel Event Center. That's going to be hilarious. It's a lot of funny people on that lineup. So you want to be there. And you want to be with us this Friday because you know what? This Friday is the best show. It's going to be popping. And it's 4th of July weekend. You ain't about to leave just yet, ain't you?
Not, because it's not only the 4th of July weekend for myself, it's the first of the month, you know, people's paychecks is rolling in, you know what I'm saying?
It's the first of the month.
Get the check and come on.
We know it's mortgage and rent day, but don't we sweat it. You got a little couple bucks just to come see us. Listen, we're going to be Premier Auction Lounge is going to be a month. Dang, do you hear me?
You better hear him. Because if you didn't, I'll talk loud enough for him, for both of us. And I'm hoarse. I was talking to somebody on the phone today. He was like, did you just wake up? And I'm like, no, I just lost my voice over the weekend. I lost my voice. So I went to a pool party Sunday. Before I went to karaoke, my cousin's birthday.
The Slim
Dark. It's a guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, my son DJed a pool party at my cousin's house Saturday. I don't know whose party it was, but I heard they was kind of wild. Off of 34th Street. And my cousin rented his pool out Saturday. And then he had his birthday party there Sunday. So, yeah, we get a lot of different things going on around us, but we pray first.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Something always, yeah, because we was down here by ourselves just chillaxing. Well, we get to hear the people upstairs throw themselves against the walls every now and then. Yeah.
They're doing these.
That's how it sounds.
Oh.
Throw them bodies against the wall. Throw them bodies against the wall. We went up there. We visited them a couple of Tuesdays ago. It's a drag comedy show. Yeah. They funny. Yeah.
Oh, drag, like drag.
Yeah. Drag.
You know what? Rest his soul, my cousin Brock. He had to get me to go to a drag show one time. Oh, it's going to be fun. I looked at him and said, I believe you.
But I ain't going to be there. Now, my cousin invited me to go to a brunch because they do, like, I guess it's like they model and do different kind of stuff. So I think I'm going to go with my cousin. I think that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, like,
go with somebody you in love with, Scooby. Yeah. So y'all can be hanging and kissing on each other.
Right, look, you see this? Who I'm with. Yeah, man.
He said, never mind. He don't even want to go. Don't even worry about it.
You can't go solo. Go number five with
it. Yeah, definitely go
that
five.
That might make you
women.
Look more suspect. If you go on there with five women, you going to act like a woman, too?
Nah, they all
going to sit there
laughing
at
the same time.
Dude, that sound like me, but I got a couple clicks like that. Oh, man, let's talk about P-Valley.
P-Valley. Oh, wait a minute, y'all. Listen. Okay, I told you, my mom is 78 years old, right? And my first cousin, he's in his 70s, too. But he's like my mom's brother because my mom and them didn't have no brothers. But he was the first grandchild, so he was raised with them. So his daughter told him, said, Daddy, you need to watch P-Valley. So he's watching it. He cracking up laughing about the uncle. So he told my mama, he said, watch this show called P-Valley. I was in her room today. She said, Tulum had me watching that old P-Valley. I don't think I want to watch that no more. It was too many booty shaking. And that uncle, ooh, he's the cutest fag I've ever seen.
Hello.
I said, oh, mama. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I like to watch it. It's just entertaining for me.
This year,
well, you are a male, so of course you're going to. Like,
listen, everybody's offended. More people are offended about the guys' sex scenes. Stop. Stop.
But they was doing all that on the Caucasian shows. They've been doing that for years.
For years.
But they still been doing it.
So it's not, it's 2022, people. Get it together.
It's happening, whether you want it to happen or not.
So I'm not even snapping. This is part of the show. You get. Because what you don't want to do is skip through the scene and you might miss some information of them talking. And it might piece something together. So you just got to watch everything go out. I don't really look at it. I can look away. You feel me? But P-Valley is the truth.
Because that's the truth. That's really what's going on.
Yeah, there's really rappers that think they hard, but they really...
Going down like that.
Yeah.
It's going down in the valley.
And some of y'all know some rappers.
Yeah.
Stop.
And they ain't got to be no rappers.
Don't have to be rappers.
Y'all don't open the closet door too fast one time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know I like my butt to be touched. They were screaming that at me at the show. They tell me, they're like, school, you know, you eat. You know, you eat that. Now, I'm a kisser. You hear me? Now, when you talk about the whatnot, now, that whatnot is what I like. You feel me? Stop playing. And so they're like, what is the whatnot? Well, the whatnot's the other part.
All right. We're going to take a small community break. Get some things in order for our second segment. And let's see what we're going to go out with. Let's see. We got another guest coming in, too. So we're going to have everything ready. I'm going to throw it back one time.
We don't even talk anymore, and we don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying how we feel is no longer allowed. Some people work things out, and some just don't know how to change.
Let's go. Let's try. We might watch our whole life. Let's go into the water. Let's try. We'll make the biggest mistake of our lives. Don't do it, baby.
But we didn't have the pain that lies deep in our hearts. Well, maybe that's a pain we can't hide. Yeah. Cause everybody knows that we're both torn apart. Why do we hurt each other? Why do we put love away?
The water.
No, we might wear the whole life.
We'll make the big mistake.
Some people will work things out, and some just don't know how to change.
There's no way to the
water. No,
and if you go in here, put your hands in the air,
make them
say that.
Ludacris.
Chris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it in my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, what they say in Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, type like a million verses. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
Put your hands in the air, make them say that. Swerving in my love. See, the live, the suffer. To survive, well, that's the fine meaning.
Suffer. Hey, I'm slipping, like I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there. Now I'm in there, sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma feed that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't laugh, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions. Prepare my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn! Was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first thing. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. Never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another look. Come on! Headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. Can't get up, and I'm slipping, falling. Can't get up, and I'm slipping, falling. Got to get up, get back on my feet so I can kiss. I'm slipping, falling. Can't get up, and I'm slipping, falling. Can't get up, and I'm slipping, falling. Got to get up, get back on my feet so I can kiss.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get old. Actions become bold. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep, starting with kicks, catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by, used to have to pause. In the morning, before I could fly, I ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, Kevin. With a bloody knife, wanna make records for the hold up.
I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could've been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feels. Much respect to all my kept it real, be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it,
can't shoot. I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, got to get up. Getting back on my feet to my kiss. Can't get up. Got to get up.
Can't get up, baby.
Can't get up. Got to get up.
I'm so sincere with it. I just want you to know if you can feel it, rock back and forth. We so sincere with it. We just want you to know if you can feel it, rock back and forth. I'm so sincere with it. I just want you to know if you can feel it, rock back and forth. We so sincere with it. We just want you to know if you can feel it, rock back and forth. Let's go.
Down, taking that, let the talk coming that way, taking that move, one that could be keeping and taking your place. You don't need alone. All I need, we argue now. You're gonna be here lonely, yeah. You know what I need, and I can change to see. She won't stop. She's gonna give me everything that you don't. So let her just walk in. Do it, girl. Pick it up, don't put up, I can't let go. You better start walking in. Tell me why should I be here tonight? You don't wanna hurt me, but we both know this thing just ain't right. When I go, it's gonna be a little too late. Try to get back again when I don't have this feeling no more.
Now she ain't gonna be a talking no more.
No more. Gonna give me everything that you don't. Don't let her just walk in. Don't make her pick it up, don't put up, I can't let go. You better start walking in. This is over. That I can see that I was all wrong. I can't be a fool no more. She wants to be that one making me that love you ain't ready for.
I go to the club, strictly to party and find something to work with. I'm the dude that all the girls wanna flirt with. Jump up in the booth, show me chicks how they work it. So shorty, your window is small to work with. See it in your eyes if you ain't saying nothing. Your girl doing everything, trying to push my button. Symbolizing us leaving the meat cutting. Easy like Tiger on the green when he's putting. You better start talking, shorty wanna do something. Do something, too loud, too many man, shorty wanna move some. And you friend like it ain't what it is. About to lose all this cause you ain't handle your beard. After two shots of the three, she was all on me. And you see it, but try to play it like a P.I.M.P. Now I respect that, but sometimes that's a setback. And I really can't see you sitting back, letting that be the reason we ain't breezing through the city. Girl, you better start talking.
She don't stop. She gonna give me everything that you told. Don't let her go. Don't make her. Pick it up, don't go to I can't let go. You better start out again. She don't stop. She's gonna give me everything that you don't. Don't let her just go again. Don't make her. Pick it up, don't go to I can't let go. You better start out again.
I'm so sincere with it. I just want you to know if you can feel it, rock back and forth. We so sincere with it. We just want you to know if you can feel it, rock back and forth. I'm so sincere with it.
All right, welcome back. You know how we do it. It is Tuesday. Talk to Tana. You know how it goes down. I got Scooby in the building.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday.
Scooby is on this funny first Friday show, July 1st edition, 7th show of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, where are my beats, though? Where all my beats go? All my colors is gone. All right, so I've got to give some shouts out before we get into the second portion of the show. YaisaRadio.com show lineup. Sunday, moving forward, host Dwayne Abernathy from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday, got Controversy, hosted by Stephen B. from 7 to 9 p.m. Of course, you know me, talk to Tana on Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, the Contrarian Corner, host The Last Magnificent. And that's from 7 to 9 p.m. as well. Thursday, got the Peppy and Snap show from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you would like a show on YaisaRadio.com, email marketing@YaisaRadio.com. Then if you want to go to the TV side, you can tune in and watch our 14 live TV channels from movies to talk on the Yaiser Radio Raw channel. Tune in and watch the TV version of our radio shows. Monday, excuse me, watch Moving Forward Radio Show all day, starting at noon. Tuesday, Controversy. Wednesday, Talk to Tana. Thursday, the Contrarian Corner. And Friday, Peppy and Snap. On the SIB TV channel, watch the new episodes of the Culture Kings every Sunday, starting at noon. Their show is live on Fridays, but it's aired on Sundays. And if you are an entrepreneur and professional membership, you can get it for $24.99 a month. This membership comes with the following: 14 exclusive streaming TV channels, one streaming radio station, news input and feeds, VIP access to events, 10% discounts on products and services, business conferences, professional workshops, all brought to you by Yaiser Radio and TV. Shouts out to Dwayne Abernathy. I almost did an Avery 2. It's my mic stand. It's acting up. It don't want to stand up. I'm not used to stuff now standing up around me.
Oh, you like just standing up, watching
the
horror?
Is it standing up?
Brightwood.
Wow. Listen, legendary. This is a legendary neighborhood. See, people, what it is, it's right over there, crust, right?
It's the hood in the hood. I am from Brightwood, 2527th Street.
Yes. Listen, man. Hey, it's just been a blessing to be where I'm at.
Definitely.
It's a blessing to be seen.
And not viewed.
Exactly. And laughter is needed.
All day.
And our job is to give you just a few moments of thank you. And we just got to do the job right.
Got to do it. Got to keep the job going. It's definitely a relief. Laughing is a relief. Releases tension. It releases pressure. It releases thoughts. And it fills you up inside with something different. Even though you might be going through something, you just get the feel of the enjoyment, a feel of people that, and that's just me being my job. All my jobs are entertainment jobs. Me being a bartender, I'm entertaining somebody all the time. You know how busy we get. Comedian. You can say whatever you want to say.
No, when you say your job, I was trying to think about the wings. I was like, I need to make a trip. I need a spicy garlic and lemon pepper for some reason.
And then when I'm doing karaoke, you know, it's just like it's bringing a release to everybody, you know. Yeah. And so, I mean, I love all my jobs.
Definitely. Laughter is needed.
Yes.
especially what's going on with the women, with the Roe versus Wade situation. Vote, people.
Yeah.
That's all that was. Y'all didn't vote the right person in who will protect you. We got to protect our women, kings. All women. All women. Because, yeah, I can feel a certain way. But at the end of the day, that's our ladies. That's what God created for us. So we got to protect them at all costs, no matter what.
No matter what. Even if they be in a biatch.
Yeah.
Protect them.
Protect them. Just like my guy did in that video.
I'm going to make me a shirt to say protect me.
Yo, just like my guy did at the concert, he was protecting his queen. His queen got jumped on. He went in, started swinging on them girls. The girls were swinging on him. Shorty got her shirt ripped off. I was trying to, this is at some concert. Yeah, this is footage. You know, this is all footage. We had to protect our queen. That's what chess is about.
Chess.
That's
a long, boring-ass game.
It's a very long game, but it's a mental game.
I was dating backgammon women.
Backgammon.
But, yeah. Funny First Fridays is going to be this Friday for some reason at the Premier Ultra Lounge. I think you should be there. You know why? It's going to be a bunch of funny mother. Yeah. And myself, I'm Scooby. And it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a very good time.
And as Scooby has sung his song, it's Scooby.
Scooby, baby.
He got his own theme song. We're going to have to get that instrumental for you. So when you come out Friday, I'm just
playing. Yeah, man, we can get that. It's going to be the where are you? Look.
Yeah, copyright. We got him.
Yeah.
Don't you do it.
We don't own the rights to this music.
Yeah, we do not own the rights. My mama just came in and stuff. Listen, we do this because we love it. I'm so happy and proud of my sister right here in front of me, my cousin, because she's continued to do something that most people may be afraid to do. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're going to give you your flowers.
Period.
And I don't give a damn if I said it because I was watching P-Valley yesterday for some reason.
Just like he's thinking about them wings for some reason.
Wings, boy, that spicy garlic, lemon pepper, and all that stuff.
Oh, North Side. Fire ass wings.
Is that my customer with the bonnet on?
That's your customer?
Yeah.
You sell bonnets?
No.
Oh.
I do serve them loaded jerk french fries just like Sunday. Inside Lafayette Square Mall on 71st Michigan Road at Gupta Plaza. Just like Sunday, the loaded jerk french fries. Nothing but a good nacho cheese, jerk chicken ranch, jerk sauce, and chives. Come see it.
Okay.
Yes.
You heard it first.
That was the plug for some reason.
That was the plug for some reason. Jerk fries.
Jerk fries.
Loaded jerk fries.
Loaded jerk. They don't even say loaded away. I need jerk fries. I like it. You got it.
Go.
That was my sister cousin's little neighbor from down the street. She said she's going to get some tickets to First Funny First Fridays at Premier Ultra Lounge this Friday for some reason. There's going to be a couple funny people there. And guess who's going to be there? Your one and only, Tanya B. Hey.
Oh, he almost made it. He almost made it. It just rolled. It rolled a little to the left.
As soon as I think I got it, I'll be like, just call her TV.
Yeah, RT. That's fine. T.
T.
Yeah.
What is your nickname?
Tinker, Tana, T, T-Mama.
Tinker.
That's my nickname.
I like Tinker. So when you come to the show, I'm calling you.
Okay. I'm going to answer.
Yeah. We got Tinker on the line.
Why is my delay so delayed? Dwayne, we're playing in here. We ain't done. We ain't moved. Started coming to the speaker, the playback. You, something you doing in your damn hand? You pushing the button? Oh, I was gonna say you the one pushing the button. Shit, I ain't touching nothing. I ain't even clap. Our mics are on. Check it, check it.
Check, check. 1, 2, 5, 6,
okay.
7.
Connected. I was like, hey, I know I ain't touching him. He did. Come here and tell me what y'all do. We ain't move. Looking guilty. You gonna connect again. Let's say, because you're standing right there. So you're probably going to connect again.
Man, listen. So happy for this queen. Out of nowhere, she started making these shows. I'm going to support because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to uplift the people we love. And so if we just continue that with everyone, this world could be very better.
Better. Way to put it. Great. Well, let me give you a round of applause. You deserve it, Scooby. Yeah. Okay. So is it anything you want to add? I'm going to get you. Are you staying? Are you, you got to leave? Okay. Okay. So anything you want to tell the people?
Yeah. Make sure your ass is at Funny First Fridays at the Premier Archer Lounge this July 1st. It's Friday for some reason. I don't know why. It's the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be funny people. It's going to be me, Nate Robinson, Kira Lee, and Camilla. So, and then guess who's hosted it by?
Tana B.
You know it.
All right, Scooby. Thank you for stopping in. And I will see you on Friday.
Yes.
And go knock them dead tonight.
No doubt.
And Friday, I'm going to get 2 tickets from you for whatever show you want me to buy 2 tickets from when you come to the show Friday, because I won't be able to be there, but I will support you.
Right on.
Because I appreciate you coming to support me, you know.
Oh, you already know it. Hey, it's your boy, Scooby!
And we'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we're back. Welcome, welcome back. Kiara Lee is in the building with us now. Scooby had to move. He had to go do a open mic. So we done swapped out comedians for the Funny First Friday Comedy Show this Friday, July the 1st at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street. Yeah, because you know you like spilling shit and be stuck to the table over here. So Kiara Lee is in the building. What's up, Kiara?
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. Blessed to be here another Tuesday. And this lady is just as busy as me. Yeah. She got to leave work to go be a bottle girl, to come back and babysit and comb some hair. She be doing everything, too.
Cookie cleaning. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I got a few. Yeah. I got my catering business, Mommy on the Go, bartending. Then I am a manager at the B-Bella store.
All natural products.
All natural products.
We got to promote that, too.
Yes, B. Bella, Pretty Kitty. Y'all need to come through. Check us out. We're right there on 42nd Boulevard. And then I am a comedian, so.
Look at her.
And that's my main focus, trying to get out of here.
Get by. See ya. I'm taking my Pretty Kitty somewhere else.
No, for real. Taking it with me.
Okay. It's going with me.
We do ship. We ship anywhere.
Get somebody to pay the shipping costs. You got to get to pay the shipping costs.
For real.
That's what's up. Yeah, I got to see where she was at. I'm looking for the sign to say Pretty Kitty, but I didn't see no sign. I'm like, where, girl, where are you at? I'm out here on the corner.
I'm so used to seeing Pretty Kitty.
B-Bella is the actual name of the business. Yes. Well, that's good. That's all natural products. And who's making the products?
Andrea Brown is the owner of the shop. She's been out for 6 years. We just celebrated our 6-year anniversary.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. B-Bella on Facebook, Pretty Kitty on Instagram. And, you know, just a brief, we are specializing in natural products to help women keep bacterial vaginosis down, yeast infection. It's more healthier for our bodies because over-the-counter soaps, and you can do your own research.
Right.
Basically, you know, for us and, you know, us being black people, you know, it can certain chemicals that they do, it do cause cancer for us later down the road. So, you know, she came up with the idea of coming up with the soap. You know, it started off with just the vaginal care, and then it's done over time.
Expanded.
So now you can get the whole shebang. We ain't leave the men out. We ain't leave the kids out.
Yeah, because we can't put no dirty dick in this clean pussy.
No, you can't.
We ain't doing that.
You ain't putting on no big dog. You ain't getting no draws. It's just that. Period.
Yeah. You missed the whole plug.
You need to try that big dog, but we do got men. Fragrances and stuff as well, children, teens, women, and just come and check us out. We open Tuesday through Saturday, and we're right there on 42nd Boulevard from 12 to 7, 12 to 4 on Tuesday, and then Saturday, 4 to 5.
Okay, y'all heard it from Kiara Lee. Y'all go check out them natural products and get your body right, because it's summertime, y'all. We need y'all to be smelling right, because some of y'all acting like when y'all sit down, y'all don't know what's happening.
Down
here, yeah, that's bad on your nose and mine too.
And wipe the seats off when y'all go pee on the floor.
Hold on, I went to the bathroom behind somebody. Ooh, wait. I said, oh Lord, I hope whoever come in here don't think that was me, cause that whole bathroom unit was fucked up.
I ain't even gonna cap that yoni oil that she created. Maybe everybody can come out the bathroom smelling like lemon or lavender and vanilla.
Okay. All right. Because my nose was burning. I said, what the fuck is going on? And she got to know that's her.
Some people don't be knowing they smell.
Okay, I'll take that. They lying. They lying. They in denial. You in denial. That's what you are. You in denial if you can't smell your stuff. When it's raw, it's raw.
You see what I just did? I just Look here. You got to go. You
got to
go.
You got to. Got to.
I said, walk. I said, well, I hope I make it.
You was like, go on, girl. Because I know. I'd be like, now, I'd be like, I hope ain't nobody. I'll be calling her. Oh, get out the driveway. Anybody in the driveway, move. I'm
unlock
coming
the
through.
Doors. I do that with my
I'm coming
boys.
Straight through. Gotta go. Gotta go.
I had an episode earlier today. I had to pee so bad. I had to go find the alley.
And it's okay to do that.
It was
I will
okay,
pee outside.
My alley was invaded today, and I cussed the people out.
Because y'all in my y'all in my way.
But I tell you, I ain't never experienced something like that. But today, I cut them people out. Because my whole thing was, you see me trying to get out the car. And
right.
So I hurried up and hopped back in the car to try to go down some more to finish the job. And come down.
I would have been like, y'all going to have to see this shit because I can't hold it no more.
They still come. But this time, I got out, I'm like, it's over, and they were sitting there looking so amazed, like they never seen nobody pull over on the side of the road pit.
No, they just ain't seen you do it.
I cussed them clean out. I said,
hang
out!
You
was there,
what? Hey, I'm telling you.
Cussing,
hey, sometimes you can't go, you can't hold it.
I'm getting at that age where I can't do it.
Ain't nobody holding that shit. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Be like them Owen. You better start. You gonna be outside for a minute. You better put a pull up on.
No, for real. I'm probably gonna have to wear a pull up. I ain't even okay.
Yeah.
They need to make
you
sure
them cute little
panties.
I gotta
get in there. I hope they text me when
you get to that age.
When I get to that age, I hope they some real sexy panties. Rihanna, need to go ahead and
add that. Go on and put it on the collection.
Yeah.
Sexy the pin. You need a thong to pin.
Ooh, that's probably gonna be a little.
That's
burnt.
Gonna be a cute.
That's gonna be
fun. It's just gonna have a little extra pad in the front, right there. You just gotta lean forward a little bit. That shit for real. Just lean forward a little bit. You go back, you're gonna be on your seat.
Really?
Boy, cause you. I mean, like it's the age thing, and I know it's I'm like, I used to hold my pee forever. I'm not listening. First of all, I ain't even trying to hold it. I'm going. As soon as I know I got to go, I'm going. Because I don't want to mess my bladder up. Like, I don't have no bladder issues, but you holding your pee can mess you
and
up,
And I think
too.
That's what done messed me up over the time.
Just trying to hold it and wait and
I'm
wait
a little
and
young
wait.
Old lady now.
Yeah, a little young old lady.
A little young old lady. I said, I'm fine. Because I think they took more than my uterus. When they gave me
the
hysterectomy, I really
feel
like they cut some of my bladder off.
Ooh.
I could do better
right.
than I'm doing that. But it's okay.
You know what? I didn't think about that because I had the same
I had to get a partial hysterectomy. My son almost killed me when I had.
I told him, save my ass. I'm only 22. I would see. That's different. Yeah, I'm like 52. Who want a body, bitches?
No.
I'll sell them if y'all want them.
Hey, now I don't care because it's over.
It's a wrap now.
I can't see me trying to, first off, I'm going to slap the chair again if she gets a plan with me because I watch Baby Mama.
Okay.
We ain't even going to play that role. And then number two, I can't, all that milk shortage and I'm going to have to breastfeed. It's a shortage on everything.
Everything's a shortage. And that's crazy
and
because
the menthol out the cigarettes.
That means you should just quit.
No, I don't smoke them. My cousins smoke them, and they've been calling me going off
because they done took the menthol out the cigarettes.
And they are
upset. Wow.
They done took the menthol
that's some
out
new
the cigarettes.
News.
The Miranda Law. They done did.
Yeah, they done did that.
They done did with man. It's about to go down. And the gun law going to pay Friday.
I've been trying not to even talk about that because I think that is the stupidest we could ever come up with. Although we don't need no help killing each other.
Right.
That's just giving everybody the edge to just point and shoot. Point
just,
and shoot. Point
I'd
and shoot.
I'd be glad
like,
when we all wake up and see really what's going on as far as,
nationwide around
what's going on and pay attention to
first
the
of all, we got to pay more attention to our government. Because that's who's setting the pace for us. We got to pay more attention to the news and what's going on. I try not, yeah, voting is a big issue. We talked about that on the last segment with Scooby as well. Voting is a major issue. It's something that people fought and died for us to be able to do, and then for us right. not to do it, that just makes no sense.
Not education
on how and the reason why and doing it.
That, and also a lot of people don't get into politics. I mean, just be real, most of us
Black people,
we don't care about no politics because we feel like it's already rigged up. It's already
and they're going to do what they want to do to us anyway. That is exactly how we have been thinking. Now, we got to think within the box now because so many of the decisions that they're making for us is not for us, and we can't do anything about it because we're not active. We're not being active participants
right.
to be able to comment or to be able to make our judgmental or our answers or our solutions. Hell, we can't put it in effect if we ain't even utilizing what we have to get there. So that is that. We started talking about trying to put together a panel to do like a youth summit and adult summit. It's like I've stated all the time, adults need guidance too, because some of these people just got kids and don't even know what they're supposed to do with these kids.
A lot of people got kids.
And so that means the kids is raising themselves.
Yes.
They're getting raised outside the house. They're getting raised by relatives. Yeah.
And a lot of it, we need more financial information, because I've been learning so much that I wish I would have known 10 years ago. I'd have been crying. Ain't no telling where, you know what
right.
I mean? But it still always takes time. And as you get older, every day you learn something new. So you should always be open-minded, I guess, would be the main.
And try to learn something new every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Something
every
new.
Day.
Like
Google.
Yeah.
Google.
Google.
Go Google.
Google. You'd be like, what am I doing new today, Google?
Google. Like my mom used to go get a word in the dictionary.
Right, and we're going to figure it out. We're going to talk about it. And that's going back, you know, to our kids, educating our kids, because they're teaching our kids in school what they want them to learn and
right.
not what they need to know. Like history and stuff like that, when we was in school, they was teaching us about civil rights and stuff like that, but they weren't going into depth with it for us to understand. But it was understandable for the Caucasians because
right.
it was their story. We didn't get to listen to really what was going on.
What's it called? Colors? I was watching. I've been learning a lot about Black American history.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I watched and what it was called. I'm going to say it wrong, so I ain't even going to go there. But it's a lot of information that we don't know about, and we all around the continent.
Everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
We matter everywhere.
Nationality everywhere.
And this is the killer. They trying to be like us so bad. It's like, y'all hate us so bad, but y'all want to be like us so bad. So I'm confused. Like, y'all kids is wanting to dress the way that our culture dresses. They want to talk the way our culture talks. They want to dance like the way our culture dances. But they just do not care for us.
Mm-hmm.
They copycatters.
No, for real. We started everything, but they get the credit for it.
They get the credit for it.
They had the access and the money
financial.
And the power to do it. And then at the end of the day, they be still keeping us at a certain level. Even the rich African-Americans that are rich, they still keep them at a certain level where they can't do too much. And then the ones that do too much, they end up missing or pass away.
That's facts.
Facts.
That's facts. But then look at all the rich the rich Blacks that they're so rich now that they're not even messing with their own culture or their own families for that most, because they've outgrown the poverty.
And give me the bag, I promise you. Let me show you what
I'm gonna share.
Share it and get back. You know, and you get it back two times more than that when you. It's just like,
and that's just a known fact for me. You got to give something to receive something. And don't give it to receive it, because your blessing is going to come because it's truly coming from your heart.
Truly coming from your heart, not waiting on something. You know,
and not
mean?
Doing that. Oh, I'm going to get this back because I know I'm going to need to get something else in return.
Right.
No, you give it because you have it to give. And you, even if you don't have it to give, you can still share some of what you have, because there's always somebody in a worse place than you are. You always have to look at yourself like that. Like, even if you're having a bad day, okay, well, damn, this is happening to me today. But somebody else is probably having it harder. I can fix this.
Yep.
If you can't fix it, don't complain about
Stop
it.
Stop stressing. That's number one cause of
death,
problems,
and health issues.
And health issues.
You're stressing me
let
out, so I want to kill you.
Let go, as they say.
Let go and let God. Good words. Good words.
You know.
Good words.
He knows my heart.
Okay.
He
already know what's going on, and it's not enough of that going on. It's not enough of us. Like when we were coming up, we went to church regardless if we wanted to or not. I lived with my grandmother, so it was mandatory 3 times a week. You didn't get out of it unless you had something going on at school or you had to go to work.
And see, in religion, I try not to get to because everybody different.
Yeah.
But I honestly can say I don't choose to put myself in a category as a Christian. Not saying I don't believe in God. I do believe in God. I believe in a higher power. But I choose not to put religion on me anymore because I just look at it in a bigger light aspect as, so let's say if I was born over here and was a Muslim, that make me wrong that I didn't know nothing about Christianity.
Right.
Apostolic God, but I'm praising another God.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see God creating different people.
Right.
And just to be like, oh, well, you ain't a Christian, so you can't come in here. You ain't allowed. I'm trying not to go too deep in that because everybody's going to be going to hear certain stuff, but I just look at it overall that I know it was a God creator. I ain't calling him nothing else other because I grew up learning about Lord, you know, Jesus, and I grew up in a Christian household. But I just got deeper and did my own research and my own digging about things, and I just... Now, I don't want to put myself just bond in the religion. I just
Dwayne.
You know.
Dwayne. Can you let Shelly in?
Creator.
Okay, so yeah, that is, and that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
As long as you know that you do believe in God, you don't want to set yourself up to say this is going to be the route I'm taking because that may not be the right route for you. Like a lot of us grew up with whoever you went to church with and whatever they prayed to, that's what you did because that's who you was going to church with. And there's so many different entities now. You got AME, CMAs. It's like a award show shit.
Yeah.
You got all these, all these different names. Like, I don't know what all of that means to you. I can't tell you that. I know.
I don't want to be putting nothing, but I do know
that. It's too much.
He created us. Like, yeah. And I see a lot of people that get offended when somebody say they are God. They're not saying they're God. They create their life. But if we are the image of him, we do have power as God, you know what I mean? And not saying it's stronger or giving him, but if we are the image of him as we was taught, they're not trying to be offensive, you know, but everybody be different. That's why I said I'd be trying to stay out the rain, but, you know, I just feel like everybody's entitled to their own opinion and views.
About their God and what you believe in. As long as you believe in it and
you just got
trust
here,
him.
Randomly and
I don't agree
with
that.
I mean,
and I've been through a lot, and I know that there is a God up there. Trust and believe me, because if not, I wouldn't be sitting right here.
Yes.
Oh. So I know. Come on, cause.
Hey, all right.
So Shelly just walked in, or Michelle, the star of Indiana, my cousin. So Kier, what else do you have coming up?
Our show Friday and July 9th, Dwayne Cobb, Cobb and Company, we are doing Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, cool.
So kind of like, I ain't going to say wilding out, but we doing kind of like games, working with the audience crowd for this show. I'm really hyped about that.
That sounds like
women
fun.
Women versus men.
Cool.
Something new. Give a little twist.
A little twist to it. That's
July 9th, that will be at Memories. Tickets is about to be available for that as well. And then July 23rd, I have a show.
And where's that show going to be at? Mm-hmm. Get your phone out. Get your calendar out. Pop that calendar out.
Because
I do that all the time. I have to keep my phone by me so I can go right to mine.
July 23rd. I did post it to Flyer.
So this weekend.
Booked out east of mine. I'm a west side.
Welcome to the east side.
Yeah, I keep coming out here. I'm a west side baby.
That's okay. We love you still. We don't care what side of town you're from.
I keep coming out here. I ain't got on the right shoes. But no, we're going to be at the Mad Griddle.
Okay.
July 23rd.
That's the last Friday of the month.
Yep, Todd Dixon. He's going to be hosting that show that night. So, yeah, and then, like I said, I do catering. So, I got two catering events I'm also doing. So, I be moving.
And what kind of food you be cooking, girl?
Now, I was raised by a Southern man. I do soul food.
Okay.
Baby. I don't do seafood. I can do seafood, but...
I don't eat that like that.
I don't eat it like that.
Yeah, let me know when you're cooking something so I can buy a dinner.
Yeah,
we love eating out, so we buy dinner somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, let me know when you're cooking us
some stuff.
You know,
people, I had to quit telling the place out the house, so I'm in the process of getting the cart, and we're going to be pushing somewhere.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yep.
Okay.
That's about it.
You don't have to leave. Thank you for coming to the show tonight, and we got this Fires Comedy Show coming up this Friday, Funny First Friday. So we'll be in the building. We're going to ask Shelly over here. Are you moving? You don't got to leave.
I was going to say, I was going to let her.
We're going to slide her right onto this mic.
Look at me. I was going to let her sit in the hot seat.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Yep. So, Elvis, what's the Kiera? What's the Kiera Lee? All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Talk to Tana Show. Michelle, the star of Indiana, my first cousin. How are you today?
Good.
Good. You look nice and bright.
Right.
Okay, so tell the people what you got coming up so you can give all the main details so I won't be chopping up your shit.
Okay, all right. Well, I have a movie that I'll finish now. The editing process is going to be at the Indiana Historical Society on the 21st. It's going to be two shows. The show's going to be on Sunday, 4 o'clock. It's a short film. It's basically a testimony about my life. I have a website called thetestimonies.com, and where people upload their testimonies, what I've done for them. So this testimony is pertaining to abortion. I know right now abortion is a hot topic, but it's pertaining to abortion and how God worked with me to go ahead and have my baby after I did abort a baby the year before. And it just kind of talks about the whole cycle. And so, you know, about actually trusting God and what he does. And once you can trust him, how you'll be blessed. So that's what it's about.
Yay. So congrats on the movie. The small clip is coming out. I'm excited to see the smaller cousins play the bigger cousins in life.
Yeah, that's how it is.
And that is so, she chose, my daughter's in it, her daughter's in it, then another cousin, her daughter's in it. So it's the whole family except for me. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why I ain't got a part in the movie, but I guess I'm going to be in part two or something. So I'm excited for that, and just to see the work that God is doing through you, and as far as how your son is. So Tommy just turned 30, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so he's a year younger than my son. So he's a living testimony now. He's a new father. He's in the reserves. Like he's got a good job. So it was worth.
Yeah,
the extra thoughts of not having this kid to see this kid become who he is today.
Yeah.
So that is really a blessing within itself. Because our young fellas, man, there's so many different routes and ways they could be or they cannot be here. Like we just lost a little cousin last week to gun violence. And it's just, you just never know. You just never know.
I understand. It's hard.
It's hard because of the kids really don't understand what's going on, and then they're just to know that their dad is not there no more, and or their mom is not there because they're not just killing men no more. They're taking these females out just as fast as they're doing the fellas. So,
I tell anybody, hey, your kids, talk to them, my kids, be careful. Just because I know certain things they're not going to be open to tell you about.
Right.
You know, I can't, my parents are still alive, so I can't feel how y'all feeling. And y'all lost y'all daddy. They was 8, 4 years old. So.
And how old are they now?
11, and my youngest boy is 7, and he'll be 8. But this is the third year of June 6th
that they
had passed away. So it's a lot. And, you know, they had
a bond.
Dad. You know, it's different when the daddy wasn't there.
Yeah, right.
But they had a daddy that was... Weekend
for
right.
If FNF
would have been out then,
for real.
Every weekend. But no, I'll just decide. I mean, I do. I would tell anybody, counselor, it'll help them be better with them
and society too. Because you just never know. I mean, and other kids that taunt you and stuff that they know.
That's the first thing they say.
And see, that is so mean.
It's so mean.
I'm
gonna put my hair in ponytails.
And right. Forget them earrings in your purse.
It's okay. It don't make y'all true. And you're gonna kill them with walking away.
Right. Then reacting.
But I know it's harder to say it than do it because I know I'm a firecracker. So
yes.
But I'm glad they strong. They strong boys, and I'm glad about it.
That's good that they have a strong parent that actually understands what's going on, and for you to recognize that you see that they need some assistance other than yourself, you know, yeah. Because a lot of people be in denial, like, oh, they all right, we good over here. No, we ain't good over here.
I won't do that, but if it needs to be that way, I will be open to it, but I want to try them to do it with their own
mind. Just let them understand.
You know where they at, maybe, but it's hard. I go through it every day, and it's been 3 years, you know, so I know for a kid.
It's traumatic.
And a boy.
Yeah.
In black, you know, I can't teach y'all to do everything. I can try. Yep. I'm a little rough, little tomboy, but I ain't a boy.
I'm not a boy. I got some boy ways though. I'll get you together.
Boy ways, but I can't. You know, it's just certain things I know y'all can't talk to me about.
Yeah.
You know. But support system is getting mental health and being aware of it. I think that'll be easy to start the process for anybody.
That's what's up. That's some good advice to give to somebody who haven't been in those type of shoes.
Right.
You know. You started off doing Freetown,
mm-hmm.
And tell them a little bit about Freetown Village.
Oh, okay. So I started off with Freetown Village, and I still work there. It's a living history museum in here in Indianapolis. We created the year 1870, so 5 years after slavery, how the slaves in Indiana moved from the South, all different places that they moved from, near to Indiana. So they composited like 12 different characters. And it was from they took the census from 1870 to see where they came from to build these characters. So that's what we do, and we let people know we like what happened back in the day. Because you do need to know. You need to know your past.
We were talking about history and ancestry.
And why people are the way they are. Why your grandparents are the way they are. You know, I used to say my grandma was so mean. She was mean. You saw
her. She did what she had to do.
But when I sat down and I talked to her one day, and she told me of how they lived and how they was sharecropping and how the white man who was over the crops would take her mom all the time in the house. And all of them are high yellow. They all high yellow.
But our great grandma is she's white.
Yeah.
Like it ain't no way around that.
So
a little Cherokee Indian in her.
So you gotta know. They need to understand the older people and why they act the way they do and why they feel the way they do about certain
right.
things. You know, because when I bought a white boy in the house one day, I didn't get that one.
Oh,
no. Oh, they won't be doing that here. You know, it was crazy. But, you know, we grew up in the 80s. Okay, we all, you know, we learning. You know, we was around white folks until... You know, I was the first one busting. You know, I was in second grade. So we hadn't been around, you know, white people. So.
Right.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah. Freetown, I know they make little short documentary films, so.
No. We do. They have all different facets. They have the Freetown Village Singers where they go out and do shows. We have the one character shows, which I do a couple of different characters. We have a summer camp, which is awesome. The summer camp, they take these kids in, and what they do is they get role models. So they'll get, like, we got somebody, we had a local and a national role model, like the guy from the Urban League, the national guy from Urban League. And what they do is the kids learn about them that whole week, who they like, tell us they like, what they did when they was younger, because they have them fill out these questionnaires. So at the end of the week, they also have a certain words that they need to learn about community. They learn about this. And then they incorporate all that. At the end of the week, what they do is they do plays. So they'll put on a performance. They may do a talk show, having this person be the guest. Or, you know, they may, but it's just, like, amazing of what they learn. And that they'll
in
learn
the
about
week.
All these, it is like, and then at the end of the week, that person comes and watch all these different performances of these different age groups. Learn that they don't learn about them. They don't learn about a character in Freetown. So it's just, like, amazing what they do and how they build the kids up. And, I mean, it's just, you know,
so,
that they have.
Okay, so we need information on how and where do they sign up for these summer camps and the dates and things like that, because people don't know this.
Yeah, don't
I see you almost every day, and I ain't know that was going on. I been to have my grandkids out the house. And that's learning history about some black people.
You learn about Indian history, and you learn about national history. And you're learning about who you are, and they're building up your character as these kids, so they're learning. So it's just, like, amazing what Freetown Village does.
Yeah,
Freetown Village. She over there, secretary.
Yes,
that's
my. That's
what's up. She used to be my photographer assistant, but she's so busy now. And, you know, she's so busy videotaping her own life. I ain't even mad at you though. I'm proud of you. I'm proud to say. Okay.
I'm just out for my Connect Four. So
we have plenty of time for Connect Four. I just want to say congratulations on everything that you have done and everything that is coming to you in the future. Because when she becomes her star, I'm gonna be her assistant. I'm gonna quit my show and be like, I gotta go work for her now. We gonna flip the script.
I
already told her, I'm gonna be your assistant.
I'm
gonna be walking around with my little tag doing like mermaid over there. I got it, girl. Keep on talking.
I started February 19th, I asked somebody, this is supposed to be a 10-minute show. I was like, oh, it's going to be a little tutorial. I'm going to put it on there. You know, I have them act out a little bit. And it just grew into a film.
It's going to end up being a whole movie.
My sons are playing their daddy. Baby daddy. And they play them well. They both like, yeah, we can play them.
yes.
So my grandkids are playing their mom and dad.
Okay.
So my mom got in it. She was supposed to be an extra. She done made up her own line.
Some more of your staff to come down and do an interview with them about the movie. The cast, I said staff. They staff. Look, they work. I just want to see my name in the credits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say my name in the credits.
I was trying to get her to be in them. You didn't do it. You couldn't come.
Last what? Quit scheduling stuff when I can't be there. quit scheduling stuff when I can't be available.
I
wanted to be in it too. Yeah, my time is coming. It's coming.
Keys to the street.
Yeah.
I'm only in two scenes, but I'm in it. And I can't wait to see my night. Yeah. Crazy. Like, Mama, I was
up
there.
Pause it, please.
Look,
pause it, please.
I was on a BET star. It was back in 1998. It was a movie, and I was like a rookie. I had like two lines. And I was like,
well, damn. Girl, she been the star of Indiana
ever since. I'm like, yeah, it's just it. But, you know, there's a play called Unapologetically Free that I'm in. It's going to be in Chicago in November.
I'm going to that.
Okay. Yeah. So,
that's the one you went to.
Mental health, but my character is a woman who had a man. He was, like, amazing. Then he started beating her.
Wow.
Then she finally realized, you know, how did I get here? She had never been in a relationship. But I can tell all of them, but that's how that goes. So they're all monologues about women, so-called unapologetically free, and how they kind of got over it, you know.
Got away from under.
So it's a good play. So they're going to do, I'm going to have a couple of girls do inserts out of the play when we have my movie. So they'll see what it's about.
Cool.
That's
dope. So, that's cool. Congratulations.
You should have never showed me that button.
There will be more testimonies.
Okay.
So I'm going to be looking for more stories. So I can do more films. They'll be like 30 to 35 minutes.
Okay, so I can do one?
Yeah.
I want to watch it because I actually want to do a podcast with me and our kids. I was thinking like raising
Kira
Lee or something
because
they raising you.
Right.
See
if that worked for you. Let me know how that worked for you. Yeah, they got to take care of their mom. Well, that's a good thing.
I guess, but no.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't want them to be them boys. So
like, nigga, who are you?
My little one, he been here before. He like, well, man, he like, mommy, look nice.
They got your back. Like my granddaughter was saying, I got your back, babe. I said, I don't know who showed you that, but I wish they hadn't. Elise, yes, I got your back, babe. I said, girl, if you don't sit down, your little bitty old self. Yes. Her and my daughter taught her that one. I heard her, she gonna say, don't tell your tea mama. And she come in there, she said, T mama, I got your back, babe. I said, what the hell? She is a mess, girl. And oh Lord, I got another one coming. I'm gonna call him Trip. Akai.
Oh, but you got another baby? What? Another baby on the way?
No, hell no.
Like,
hell to the no, no, no. We ain't doing that no more. Well, I know too. He ain't having no kids back now. If it's a new hoe, I don't know what to do. Shit, it is what it is.
I'm on the daddy side. They don't ever like the daddy side. I said I got two on the daddy side.
I like them. I just don't like the character.
I'm gonna be here, grandma, to pull up. So you think you're gonna play with us, baby? I'm swabbing, and then we pulling up after that.
You hear me?
His grandma gonna come be our grandbaby.
Already.
Cause you know on the daddy when you. They don't
ever
like the
day
five.
I'm so mad.
She said
so. I'm gonna say that because I agree. I didn't care for everybody on my ex husband's side, but I dealt with them because they were relatives of my kids, so I still be cordial and respectful,
cordial.
But don't get it twisted.
I'm
don't get it twisted. I am the grandma that show up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be my mom. They ain't going to get away, but we going to swab first.
Call me if you got a problem.
I need and I swab you.
We're going to find out right now.
Are you doing it?
Check it. Check it.
If you love
them,
it shouldn't be a problem.
Baby.
If you love
them,
it shouldn't be a problem.
You hear me? What you hiding?
What you hiding, baby?
Because that's crazy. If you, my sister experienced that. She raised her granddaughter for 7-8 years and then found out that wasn't my nephew's daughter.
It happened.
And that's hurtful when you done put so much into a kid. When she had her own room at the house. And
turn your back on the baby. You know,
but then you like, baby, I really ain't to tea, mama.
You know, like,
I love you.
And how do you do that? But if people do it, though,
cut you off.
I am your grandma.
Yeah, but in reality, we got to find your daddy.
No,
who's your daddy?
But no, I just feel like as women, like, I never even cared. Because when you know, it ain't nothing to be mad about. I mean, I feel like it's a man's right to do that. Because, I mean, you say you love me, but let's just keep real.
Let's find out.
We see you. We swerving him on a lot of things. If we want to get greedy, we definitely get greedy. You might make it mad one night, baby. You might call. So let's go.
You're right. Let's make sure it is what it is.
I love the energy and money, because then now I'm going to have to pull up. Mama, your daddy, grandma, whoever else over here, we're going to have to talk about this. I'm
50,
like you said.
You done raised them. You doing what you're supposed to be doing, and then he's like, what you mean? Because
we say, we can tell by the look, but we really kind of look alike. Y'all look alike, you know? To a certain extent, we got the same.
Sometimes.
And those look, sometimes you can. I feel like depending on who you mess with, they sprinkle a little bit on the baby. All y'all sprinkle a little bit on the baby, you know.
I can't deny. All of my grandkids look just like me. So I can't deny none of them for my son.
Yeah.
All of them.
If you know mama,
because
they mama, his
mama
pulled up some pretty good hair.
Yeah.
You know, she wanted.
That's
the
memory.
Like,
I'm trying to let him go.
All my kids break up, baby. I'm bad. And we broke up. We weren't supposed to be pregnant. And then it's funny, you said to me, I was going to do the National Guard and did all this training and did the last weigh in and stuff and pee. She's talking about pee in 9 months. See, I thought you said it got a couple, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. I would even go do training.
Right.
You said you're pregnant. What? Now, I can't go to no National Guard with no 2 kids leaving my mama. See y'all later, man. Find something else to do.
Now let me go hit the stage and talk about this bullshit.
No, for real. And then I had Rick babies. And it dawned on me till last year that I got these kids that they had them with Rick dude. One at the end of the month, one at the church, and one right on the 5th. You know, you got that 5th to pay at Rick. It's late after the 5th.
Oh shit! But that was a straight fact. Facts. It is what it is.
Love y'all. Cause I was scared to go do that part. I had a lot more stories from that. I was like, I ain't gonna go do that either.
Yeah.
And get another one. Come right back.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that.
I'm gonna keep this one.
And that's the thing too. Like that law. You just don't know what people are going through and
like
what kind of help. It is your choice and your decision.
You tell me it, but you know what I was going to think on the funniness of this? All them side pieces, baby. All them married men. And they really push this through and say, you got to go through the courts to tell you.
Yeah, all that shit going to get aired, huh?
Man, the pastors and stuff. Man,
now he got two first wives. Got two first wives on the front row.
I'm gonna start selling Plan B. That's gonna be my new hustle.
Your new hustle.
Cause they gonna be on the shortest
Yeah, everything's on the short.
If they put that law in effect, them boy bees gonna come up short, and I'm gonna put it right. They locked up.
Gotta have a key to open that cabinet.
And some people are confusing them and causing internal stuff going on because they just keep popping them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. No, no refund. No
refund. Sale final.
I would not offer any health issues.
Hey, don't cash at me. This is all cash transactions, please.
No
receipt. No. Straight cash. We ain't doing none of that. This is a cash exchange. All right, Shelly, you got anything else coming up besides August 21st?
No, but, if y'all need a bell, let me know.
Okay, she's also a Bell's bondsman. Michelle Bell's. But if you know somebody, give me a call. Give me a call.
For real. He did good, though. He's pretty alive.
Friday. All right, so this Friday, y'all, we got the Funny First Friday Comedy Show. Camilla Okoye, Nate Robinson, Scooby, and Kiara Lee. Premier Ultra Lounge. Doors open at 7:30. Shows at 8:30. So make sure your face is in the place. We got pre-sale tickets for $10 right now. Don't wait to Saturday. Don't wait to Friday. Yo, you wait to Saturday, you really late. Friday. So get your tickets in advance for that show. Saturday. In Muncie for the comedy show in Muncie with Dirty Red. And then Sunday, I'm going to be on the Capitol Boat Party. Ha ha. Cleveland. I know some of them. I'm going to be in Muncie Saturday. I'm going to be in Cleveland Sunday. And I'm going to be in my backyard Monday. So I got a lot going on.
You know.
Or what are you cooking? My granddaughter birthday's the 3rd, my son's is the 6th, and then it's July 4th in the middle, so it's my house. Don, they not going to be here. He's not going to be here. There'll be meatballs. All right, so thank you, Kiara Lee, for coming in. I'm going to see you on Friday, and thank you, Michelle. Testimony Tube, Star of Indiana, all that good stuff.
Okay,
coming to a theater near you soon. Thank you to Dwayne for always being here for us and giving us this outlet. We appreciate y'all. If everything is in God's hands, we'll see y'all right back here on Tuesday. Talk to Tana.
You never leave.